New figures from the Census Bureau indicate that some areas of the United States are not as diverse as earlier results suggested. Two new reports show whites remain the country's largest racial group, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Of the country's 281.4 million people, nearly 77% are white, people who have origins in Europe, the Middle East, or North Africa. The census allowed people to list themselves as a single race or as a mix of more than one. Bureau statistician Elizabeth Grieco says the census shows nearly 217 million people reported as white.
In all states but Hawaii, whites were in the majority.
Demographer William Fry with the University of Michigan and Santa Monica's Milken Institute says the new numbers dispel the notion that the country is a melting pot.
We have regions that are very diverse. California, a large part of the Southwest, and Texas and Florida, and part of the greater New York area and some of the greater Chicago area. But for a lot of those in-between areas, and there are large stretches of them, we're still a pretty white nation.
The areas with the highest proportion of whites are the Midwest, followed by the Northeast, and then the West. Proportion is one thing, population another, and more whites actually live in the South, about one-third of the white population. Fry says while whites continue to migrate to traditional Sunbelt states of Texas, Florida, and California, in the 1990s there was more interest in what he calls the new Sunbelt.
These are fast-growing states in the Southeast, like Georgia or North Carolina, or fast-growing states in the West, like Nevada and Arizona and Utah. These states have a more suburban-like quality than the old Sun Belt states, and I think that's what's attractive to lots of whites.
Even so, the places with the largest white populations are the country's biggest cities, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Houston. The census defines blacks as anyone with origins in any of the black race groups from Africa. Last year's count shows more than 36 million blacks, nearly 13% of the country's population. The largest population of blacks lived in New York City at 2.3 million, followed by Chicago at 1.1 million. This past weekend, thousands of black people showed up for an annual parade in Chicago. The Bud Billigan Parade was created by the Chicago Defender, one of the country's oldest African-American newspapers. Many parade onlookers said the Defender helped spur the great migration of Southern blacks to Chicago in the previous century.
My name is Barbara Turner. I live in Gary, Indiana now, but I'm originally from Chicago, and my mother was from Texas and my father was from North Carolina.
I'm originally from Chicago. My name is Lavette Fowler, and my parents are originally from Memphis, Tennessee, and Dyersburg, Tennessee.
Les Joyner. Yes, I am from Chicago. My parents are from Mount Bower, Mississippi. They moved here in the late 40s, about 47, 48.
Other big cities also have large black populations, Detroit, Philadelphia, Houston. It is the South, however, which has the highest proportion of African Americans at 54%. Demographer William Fry says it's reverse migration at work.
A lot has been made about the new Hispanic movement to states like North Carolina and Georgia. But when you look at the actual numbers, outside of Georgia and Texas, the South is primarily a white-black region, and what's gone unnoticed, I think, is the fact that this black movement back to the South in the 90s is much bigger than the Hispanic movement into the southern states outside of Florida and Texas.
Florida and Texas are among 10 states where 60% of blacks in the United States live. The other states include New York, California, Georgia, and Illinois, followed by North Carolina, Maryland, Michigan, and Louisiana. A majority of whites also live in many of those same states. Even so, researcher John Logan at the University of Albany says the country's segregation patterns haven't changed much.
On the whole, segregation of blacks and of Hispanics and of Asians from whites has been maintained over the last decade at pretty much the same level as it was in 1990.
Logan says where there has been substantial change, minorities generally make up a small percentage of the population. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.